Since 1988, the Celtic Cultural Alliance has been hosting the Celtic Classic Highland Games and Festival right here in Bethlehem each September. This is truly an internationally known celebration of all things Celtic. The goal of this dedicated group is to create an event that symbolized the Celtic spirit, the history, and the promotion of Celtic culture. The CCA expanded with year-round programming to support the mission of promoting and preserving Celtic culture through the arts, music, literature, dance, and history programs. Celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, special offerings at Celtic Classic 2017 include new bands, a shortbread contest, bagpipe demonstrations, and children's theater, and a poetry contest. Year-round new programming offers art classes, tin whistle workshop Celtic calligraphy, a Scottish-Irish hymn sing, and a special presentation with Jerry Timlin and the history of Irish music. You are listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, WDIY 88.1 Allentown. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and my co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Marcy Mulligan, the Cultural Outreach Coordinator for Celtic Cultural Alliance. Today, we chat about all things Celtic. Welcome, Marcy.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, when George's intro, we were talking about both the actual Celtic Classic, the festival that's coming up, as well as the year-round programming that CCA does. Could you tell us, let's start off with, since it's right around the corner and I see the tents are going up, talking a little bit about the festival, which is coming up when?
The Celtic Classic Highland Games and Festival, September 22nd to the 24th. We are already started orientation for our volunteers. We have another night coming up. We're still looking for hundreds of more volunteers up to fill different slots. The idea, which amazes me, I just came on board in April, is that this entire festival is done by only 2.5 people on paid staff, but 700 volunteers and community sponsors, and we really couldn't do it without that. So during the festival, we're excited to have a variety of entertainment through music and dance and the Highland Games, which are exciting.
And some of what's coming up this year, again, 30 years of doing an extraordinary job of you know, offering the Valley the best of Celtic culture. How do you find new things yet? There are several new aspects this year, aren't there?
Yes. This year, because the bridge was fixed in the historical area, we're expanding the Celtic cultural area. So we have a small stage. We pulled in topics such as a Bodrin workshop by the Steel City Rovers. There's a teacher at Liberty High School named Mr. Ambrose, and he's a wonderful teacher. He's doing just a history of the flags of the seven Celtic nations. Mm-hmm. We have another person's coming in to talk about the history of the Scottish kilt and the tartan behind it. So I'm even surprised with all the topics we haven't yet delved into. My background is in arts and in history, so I'm excited.
That's wonderful. And is the programming, some of this new programming, the cultural programming over there, both for adults and children and families?
Yes, that's a very good point. At the Heritage Hollow area itself, we have children's theater. So we're pulling in students and some adults we know to do reader's theater. And interactive theater, so kids can come up and be leprechauns or be part of a wall. And then at the same time, we have some adult programs where a woman's going to explain what Omart is, which is one of the original languages, and some lectures. The Celtic Literature Group that meets in Bethlehem, they're doing a presentation on wild Irish women that they read books on. So it's for all ages, and it's neat because you can also, I think anyone would enjoy the blacksmith. We have Jim Doherty coming in. He's going to do some blacksmithing. We have Quiet Valley coming in to do weaving and wood carving. So I think anyone would enjoy this area.
I think that's a really a wonderful, I mean, that setting, that area in particular, mm-hmm. is such a wonderful setting for that kind of thing, to have the crafts, to have the music, to have the talks and the lectures. And then the rest of the festival, you've got some new music and some new bands and acts joining us this year?
Yes, definitely. We have Steel City Rovers from Canada. We have West of Mabu, Ten Strings in a Goat Stand, Christina and Quinn Bockend. But then we also are bringing back Seamus Kennedy and Jerry Timlin and Kane and the Gilligan Gary Boys, Burning Bridget Cleary. So there's a healthy mix between the new and the old. Of course, we have Maureen O'Grady, Quinlan Irish Dancing. I can't wait to see them again. They light up, you know, they're just so energetic. Their colors light up the stage.
And you yourself, are you, Have you been going to the festival all these many years? What led you into this position?
Well, with the last name Mulligan, I think I've been going even before I met my husband. But I've always enjoyed it, not just because of being married to an Irishman, but also because of my Scottish heritage. And my father always taught us to love history, but to love cultures, like the international cultures. This job is neat to me because I'm combining the education background that I have, plus the history, and then the arts. My husband's an art teacher. I've been directing plays and musicals for over 20 years in a local high school. So I couldn't be more thrilled to be part of this and to teach people to value the arts and to value the culture that we have in Lehigh Valley and around the world.
It's something to remind our listeners, too. One of the lovely things about the Celtic Classic is the emphasis on all seven Celtic nations. So you're right. It's not just an Irish festival, which there are a lot of, but the emphasis on the Scotch and all the other Celtic backgrounds is really exciting and different.
Right. And the Lehigh Valley Scottish Society is going to be there again. We have five clans. One is coming all the way from New Hampshire.
Actually down at the Hollow?
Yes, yeah, at the Hollow. We have five clans coming in. The Hibernians will be there again, the Allentown Hurling Club, but like with the kilt. And the shortbread contest, to me, is an addition to talk about that. We have three judges coming in. We bought beautiful Emerson Creek handmade pottery. But during that presentation, we have the man who's Skip Drake with Tumbler's Bakery. He's going to talk about the Scottish food culture.
Oh, that's lovely.
So, and I'm hoping next year we'll get an Isle of Man and Brittany and Galicia, just to add it there, and some Welsh events too.
And there's a song contest as well as a poetry contest, if I understand, or competition?
Yes, yes. I'm very excited about that. This year, Martin Guitar is even coming in as a co-sponsor. Mm-hmm. So we have a songwriting competition. You have to write an original song. And there's three judges.
Is it limited to a particular subject, or could it be
Celtic? You know, Celtic song, the Celtic feel. We even held a songwriting contest, kind of a briefing, but we held a class in July, which we're very excited about. Jim Carolyn, he's won awards already. He lives in Bethlehem. He came and was talking about it, did research. So that'll be on Saturday morning at 10. The winner is going to be able to perform at Sellersville Inn, two songs. Sellersville Theater, I'm sorry, and also win a Martin Guitar.
Wow.
That's exciting.
And the poetry contest, similar kind of idea, Celtic poetry or Celtic nature.
This has been like something that I'm just really excited about. We put it up in the library, we let people know, and I think we have around 20 entries.
Wow.
But we have enough time that I think anyone who wants to read what they wrote can do it. At Celtic Classic, we have I think it's on Sunday, we have 11:30 to 12, roped off to do it. And what impressed me is it's all about Celtic history or the Celtic culture. Students and adults alike research topics. So we have this beautiful poem written about Celtic poets, and another one about the contributions that the Celtic nations made to the world and to our country. So I'm just excited about the idea that people are getting into literature and recognizing what's out there historically. And there's another poem that someone wrote about his Irish grandfather. It's neat to have people be thinking along the arts to me.
And there are prizes here, I understand, for all of these things.
Yes.
The
they're a little different for each one. Yeah, that's
yeah, they are.
And the Sellersville Theater date, the performance?
For the song, yeah.
I'm not sure when they're going to perform it. I think that's more up to Sellersville Theater. It has to do with when there's also some kind of Celtic booking.
Right.
But it's there, yes.
Right. And the shortbread contest, we received them. They are gorgeous shortbread pants. I almost reluctantly, I should have bought myself one. They have the imprints of all the Celtic nations. So there's the thistle and the Welsh dragon. So...
And all this information, too, just for our listeners, I mean, it's a lot to take in. The website again.
www.celticfest.org.
Okay.
And then you can click on any of these links to get it.
And on Facebook as well, of course. I'm curious, who's judging the poetry contest?
We're still working on that. There we have two in that I contacted in June, and I just want to confirm it with them. You know, I think
I was just going to say I don't envy them. You know.
No, no. And as a matter of fact, I think you know one of them. So,
it's going to be a tough call.
Yeah, there's been people too. Like in June, we do have Representative Steve Samuelson, Jennifer Sheehan, and Karen Drake are the shortbread contest people. so we have all that worked out to have. Right, people who know what they're doing in this job.
And so this is your first year working the festival cycle, if you started in April,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Impressions so far?
Yeah, I'm overwhelmed.
Yes.
But I am really excited by the volunteers.
Yeah, yeah.
when you go to some of these meetings, people who, there's an operations committee meeting, and anytime I'd say something, they'd say, oh, we got that. Don't worry, we have that. We're doing something new where my husband drew up images of like a Scottish dancer, and you can stick your face in it. You know, the way they did, you know, and a Highland game person.
Right. Photo ops.
Yes.
Right on the ground.
Yes.
The setting. I'm sorry. Just go
no,
ahead.
I just wanted to mention that volunteerism has always been a great asset of Celtic Classic. There have always been volunteers because it's the love of doing what they're doing.
Yes, I agree with you.
It's such a joyous festival. I mean, it really is. It's quite magical, and the setting's magical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this time of year, September, the beautiful, taking advantage of the beautiful area down below Main Street in Bethlehem and above, it's just perfect.
Right. I'm amazed every day when I walk out of the office down there on Main Street, like that I live here and that I work here.
It's interesting, too. You moved the office down to the festival site sometime in the next day or so.
Yes.
Oh, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. The two women I work with are going back and forth. I'm still receiving some of the competition forms. And
ooh, you're going to live there for a few days. It's going to be an
it'll
adventure.
It'll be exciting, yes.
We're going to be taking a little bit of a break soon. When we do come back, I mean, there's so much we can talk about with the festival, but I'd like to also talk a little bit about something the public may be a little less aware of, which is the year-round cultural programming the Celtic Cultural Alliance sponsors and creates, and that you're in the thick of now, right?
Yes, I am, exactly. And I can't wait to share it.
Oh, well, we will certainly be... looking forward to it in the upcoming moments of Lehigh Valley Art Salon, which you are now listening to, 88.1 in Allentown. We are so glad to have you here, Marcy, and this is the inauguration of your work with this, the 30th anniversary
Celtic Classic
of Celtic Festival. Classic, yes. So we're looking forward to that. We'll be back after these messages.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle for Lehigh Valley Art Salon at WDIY, and we're chatting today with Marcy Mulligan, the Cultural Outreach Coordinator for Celtic Cultural Alliance.
And it's great to have you here. We were talking a little bit before the break about the festival itself, which is coming up. With the dates again are...
September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Always the, I think, third weekend in September. Perfect time of year. But the rest of the year, and something the Celtic Cultural Alliance is really kind of... been growing and growing and growing, but maybe quietly isn't the right word, but it's the year-round celebration of Celtic culture. Can you tell us, we were talking a little bit before the show about what's coming up this year, and it's a really wonderfully full plate. If you could tell us a little bit about some of the highlights.
Yes, thank you. And we even have some more to add as we go along. I keep on saying once the Celtic Classic is done, I can't wait to jump in even more. The first thing we have coming up is Jerry Timlin, who often performs at Celtic Classic. He's going to present over a six-week series, A History of Irish Music. Mm. He's a performer, and he's a history guy, so I'm excited for that. November 1st, we have a teacher from Liberty. Her name is Nancy Lewis, and she's researched what's even into Omart, one of the first languages that were used. The alphabet is like a very primitive Irish language, but you're going to come and learn about it and then take home your own painting. You can see that they sell them at Donegal Square, but it'd be fun to make your own of a certain word. Next year, we have an Irish tin whistle workshop. So I keep on telling people, get your husband a tin whistle, then get him out of the house in January, your wife, or for students over the age of 14, just basically how to play the traditional tunes of a tin whistle. And this is he plays the pipes, so we're excited. He's going to give a little bit of history, too. Irish vaudeville is actually the basis of the Broadway musical theater.
Sure, right.
And they're going to act out. We have a man named Chris Simmons and his friends are going to come into
Chris, yes.
He's coming into Foy Hall.
Yes.
And he's going to do something based on Harrigan and Hart.
Excellent.
And I'm excited about that. March 3rd, we have a calligrapher who's going to teach about the art of Celtic knots in a workshop. So a lot of things that you can come and spend 2 to 3 hours with us and really get a taste of what's going on in the culture. We have other events that we're working into and planning. And my goal is really to help people learn about all the 7 Celtic nations.
Which, again, I think sets the festival and CCA apart from so many others. It really is a wonderful overview. I have to go back, though. I just have to say, Jerry Chimlin will be offering his course, his musical history of Irish music, I believe, at the
Red Stag Pub in the grand, the great room upstairs at Donegal Square.
Because I was going to just share that I had the great good fortune to sit in on a few of his first classes for CCA.
Oh, nice.
And it's a wonderful experience. He's a glorious teacher, and a great storyteller, of course, and a wonderful musician. But like so many of these, you also feel it feels very intimate and relaxed and very involved.
Yes. Now, most of our classes are between 10 and 30 people.
Okay.
So I think you're also with people who want to learn and who are interested in the arts.
Right.
But Jerry Chimlin, interested in the Irish music. I don't think you have to be Irish to appreciate the other contributions that Irish people made in America. And so I'm excited for the workshop itself.
And we might mention that during the year, there are 3 actually dates for Jerry. Monday, October the 23rd, and it goes November 27th and November the 8th. So there are 3 of these dates, I understand, that he is continuing his Irish music.
It's a 6-week workshop.
Okay.
I must have missed some, but it's a 6-week workshop.
Yes. And I'm curious, so the Irish vaudeville, that's absolutely a wonderful idea. Is that a one-day event? Or
it's an evening. We're going to do it, I believe the date is February 17th in Foy Hall. Mm-hmm. We're working out the details. I'm excited. I've seen his backdrop, and I think just what I've seen his videos even on YouTube. But he seems like such a neat guy. And share the passion of how all this began.
Well, and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, George, or for our engineer here, Neil Heaver, Chris Simmons would be known to Valley audiences, particularly for British music hall performances as well. And there is that connection with that vaudeville tradition in the UK and then what became Tin Pan Alley over here in New York and Broadway. So it's a fascinating story and the kind of thing that's a wonderful way to spend a winter's evening.
Yeah, or a Valentine date.
Oh, that's true.
You can always eat downtown and then go see Irish vaudeville. But it's interesting because the more Jerry Timlin's even speaking a little bit about Tin Pan Alley.
Okay.
I mean, his lectures. So it all does cross off. And then when you even think about how the roots, like in the Appalachian music or the roots in Broadway, it makes you appreciate it even more so.
It's interesting, too, because I have to admit, this is my guilty pleasure that I'm a big Outlander fan.
Oh, nice.
So I've always come to the festival from the Irish background and interest, but now my new passion for all things Scottish. Again, it's the one of the joys of CCA and the festival and these offerings is the diversity and the celebration of all the cultures. Are there things you'd like to see added coming? I mean, what are some of your dreams for the programming?
Well, first, I am working with the Scottish Military History. There's a man out in Harrisburg, and he was to come in and share of it just because there's been a lot of great Scotsmen throughout history. For Tartan Day, it's such a plan in progress, but talking about the Scottish inventions. While we do have a Scottish storyteller already on board to talk about Scottish stories, but at the same time, talk about the inventors and pull in adults to make it more of a day-long event if possible. My husband and I have done theater camps for years, and I would really love to see a Celtic camp, a Celtic week-long camp, where you talk about history and culture and dance and music and really like a week-long camp, and the board's on board. It's just, writing it up and coming up with the location. We do want to celebrate St. David's Day, the Welsh holiday, and I've been working doing something for Brittany. There's a big Breton group in New York, and seeing what we could do to have Breton musicians or Breton dancers come. I've been talking to the Lehigh Valley Scottish Society as well, and I think there's even a lot of small groups here that we'd like to promote and to learn more about their culture.
That would be really exciting. Really exciting. And Galician culture, which is fascinating musically and otherwise. Yeah. Not to cheat the festival, before, George, you had a thought. Just wanted to back up and remind people it is the 3rd weekend in September. If you've not been to the festival before, it's a wonderful family event, but also wonderful. There's something for all ages, from food to drink to culture to music. And the Highland Games, which are really unique and not offered widely, not to the level.
We're a national Highland Game Championship.
All right.
And if you've never seen it before, you know, come and see the sheaf toss or the, you know, the telephone poles, the caper toss. And at the same time, I think people are unaware that Foy Hall is part of this at Moravian College. So if you would prefer to be inside Foy Hall, we have a Highland dance competition going on. And there's not that many in the country. And you're dealing with some people that are coming all over the East Coast, all over the country for this competition. Our judges coming all the way in from Michigan. You can sit there and watch that with a live bagpipe. I think that's fun. In the afternoons, we have Kaylee dancings at Foy Hall for the public to come to, including adults. And one time, the group who's doing it is the Lehigh Valley Scottish Dance Society. And I went to them in May, and it's fun. I'm not a talented dancer, but they're patient. We also have an Irish language workshop in Foy Hall on Sunday. Okay. And I'm really excited about this genealogy workshop by a man named Gil Green. And explore and talk about how to explore your roots. So there's a whole lot of variety. You know, I think you can even just go into Foy Hall and stay if you wanted to. So there's something for everyone, definitely.
I really would suggest that people really, really explore the webpage.
Mm-hmm.
Go online, look at all that there is to offer. You could camp out there for the entire weekend and not see everything.
Right. I agree with you.
Incidentally, we want to remind you that that is the Celtic Classic. And it is September 22nd to the 24th. The festival times are Friday. It starts at 4, I think, and closes around 10, although it never really closes. Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 11, and Sunday, 9:30 to 7 p.m. If you want more information on, I wanted to ask you this, Marcy. Are you going to be one of those people who are participating this year in the haggis eating contest?
No, thank you.
Oh, really?
I think I'll be watching from a distance and cheering people on, but no, thank you.
It's amazing how those gentlemen or those eaters can't eat so much haggis.
Right, right.
Which is the traditional opening of the festival, isn't it?
Right, yes. Right. And they've been piping the haggis, yes. But I think we have a few bagpipes bringing it in. So I'm anxious to see that this year. I've never seen that.
And the other thing that we enjoy very much is the sheep herding.
Yes.
Actually, that's right. Yes.
And I know there's different times for that, too.
Yes.
And the one other thing to note that I wanted to touch base with that, I'm really proud of the fact that Celtic Cultural Alliance awards 7 $1,000 scholarships to students who are pursuing Celtic dance, either the Irish or the Scottish dance. This year, a bagpiper also won it and a fiddler. So that we're presenting those awards right before the sheep herding on Sunday.
So helping to ensure that the culture continues.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I think I can't imagine anyone who hasn't been there before in the Valley. If you haven't been, you need to get there. Hopefully the weather, are we on weather watch?
I'm hoping.
Okay.
I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, definitely.
This is a rare festival, though. The little bit of rain feels apropos.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
As long as it's, you know, doesn't get too bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're very proud, too, of the bands who have been coming back every year. I mean, bands like Blackwater and Burning Bridget Cleary, a whole bunch of them, the Glengarry Boys. Certainly, and you did mention, I think, 10 Strings and a Goatskin and City Steel Rovers, who are new this year.
Yes.
But the bands are just fantastic, and there's nothing like sitting and enjoying in the company of other Irish descent or Irish Americans.
Oh, Celts.
Yes.
As Celts, right? The music that is always generated at the festival.
Right. And I think people should really recognize that this is all free. It's a free festival. And it's right. The largest free festival in North America.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
The largest free Celtic festival.
Okay.
Music festival, yeah. The biggest free music festival. But we're the biggest Celtic free festival in North America.
Wow. And a question for you. When you look at new bands, given the high level of you know, the quality of the music, what are you looking for usually? A mix, styles?
Well, to clarify, that's not my position.
Okay, yeah.
That's someone else. But it's fun because sometimes I do more of the heritage and the arts and the history.
Right.
And so she'll get CDs. And it's interesting. I never comment. I just listen because I don't know. You know, I could go to, you could hear a whole lot of different bands here. And that I think is exciting too. You can choose to then buy a CD if you want to, but you're exposed to such a variety.
Well, we have to say a big thank you to the Celtic Cultural Alliance, the whole crew of people who keep things going all year round, and the volunteers, and especially to Jen Recker, who is holding it all together
for
a long time, being the host of the Celtic Classic Highland Games and Festival, and also the Cultural Alliance programming throughout the year. Marcy, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. And special thanks to our technical engineer and all-around Celtic sage, Neil Heaver, who's the operations director here at DIY. Thank you, Neil.